I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. So how do you handle change in your life? Most of us are resistant to any change in our lives. There are a lot of variables involved. In fact, to be honest, a lot of stress as well. It's that unknown characteristic that comes with change. A major change in my life came when I was just 22 years old. That's when I decided to get married. In fact, Sue and I got married, and 3 days later packed all that we had into my old Mustang and drove 1,500 miles to start our life together. I'm happy to report that we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. But for many of our friends, their marriages ended in divorce. Change does not come with any guarantee of success, and perhaps that is why the current generation is hesitant when it comes to marriage. The Bible is full of changes and transitions, so let's focus in on one that's familiar to many of us. In John chapter 5, we find the account of the paralytic man who was at the pool of Bethesda. Verse 3 tells us that there were a great many around the pool, those that were sick, blind, lame, and withered, all waiting for a chance to enter the pool when the water stirred, and if you were the first in the pool, you would be healed. Verse 5 informs us that our paralytic man had been ill for 38 years. I imagine he has run out of options and spends his day at the poolside, knowing that he will never get to the water first. I wonder how many people he has witnessed being healed by this pool. His hope of ever reaching the pool has long since withered away, and yet he has nowhere else to go. Then comes verse 6. Interesting that Jesus makes the first move. The man didn't ask for any help, and in fact, he didn't even know who Jesus is. All he knows is that this man has come to him and asked a simple question. Do you wish to get well? Confused by this, our paralytic is still focused on the pool, telling Jesus he has no one to help him to get to the pool at the appointed time. He has no idea of what Jesus is really asking him. Then Jesus tells him to get up, to pick up his mat, and walk. How long did it take the man to feel strength returning to his body? Did he look down at his withered legs and feet and see them being restored? It had been 38 years since he was able to stand. It was a change he was ill prepared for. He had no idea that this would be the day he would walk again. That's another difficult aspect of change. Sometimes you can see it coming and prepare for it. Other times it comes at you without warning. I was working for a company for 15 years only to walk into a meeting one day and find that our warehouse was being shut down and my job was gone. Yes, change can be a difficult thing. I don't have a magic pill that can resolve the stress that comes with change, that can calm anxiety that change brings. But I know a guy who does. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.